President Biden has promised that climate action will mean jobs. That's playing out across the Pennsylvania border in Ohio's Mahoning Valley. The region lost thousands of jobs in the steel industry and in 2019 with the closure of a General Motors plant. Now leaders are pushing to rebrand it as Voltage Valley, largely anchored by an electric vehicle battery plant and by a new electric truck upstart, Lordstown Motors. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports on the challenges of building this new industry. This is the second installment in a three-part series.
Lordstown Motor sparked hope in the Mahoning Valley when it bought GM's closed assembly plant and started converting it to make its battery-powered pickup truck, the Endurance.
Okay, welcome to Lordstown. My name is John Wood. I am the director of General Assembly.
Wood spoke on a tour for investors and the media. He said he worked here for a dozen years when it was owned by GM.
My last assignment with General Motors was to help close this place down. I'm ecstatic to be part of the team that's going to reopen it.
Inside, the plant looks cleaned up, but it's hard to tell how close it is to producing trucks. For example, one stop on the tour showed a prototype of the truck's unique four-part motor system. But company officials said actual motors aren't scheduled to arrive at the plant until August, just a month before they expect to start production. And there are a lot of other questions about Lordstown Motors. In just the past few weeks, the company disclosed financial troubles and admitted it doesn't have any firm purchase commitments for the Endurance. Its CEO and chief financial officer both resigned, and it was revealed that several executives sold millions of dollars in stock. Lordstown Motors declined to talk about these problems on the tour. Outside, upbeat company employees, many of them engineers, took visitors on test drives on a beta version of the Endurance.
Anybody else want to come down here? I got room for one more. Oh, yeah.
Lordstown Police Officer Brett Blank stood watching, unconcerned about the recent news.
We're excited, and honestly, we can't wait to see the future of this plant because it is the future of Lordstown. A lot of us have been a long life resident, and you know, we're dependent on this plant to do well.
But business and political leaders in the area say whatever happens with Lordstown Motors and its promise of 1,500 workers, Voltage Valley is driving forward. That's because it's also anchored by a new $2.3 billion battery plant in Lordstown being built by General Motors and its partner, LG Energy Solutions, under the name Ultium Cells. It's expected to open next year and hire 1,100 people. Former GM worker Travis Eastman is glad to hear about the new jobs. Still, he has concerns.
You know, the last thing we want is a bunch of low-paying jobs with repeat turnover in people. No one wins in that one.
GM recently agreed to support unionization efforts at Ultium after the United Auto Workers called on them to pay union wages at new joint venture battery plants. But the jobs there won't be like traditional assembly lines, and they'll need enough qualified workers in the area.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Tom Gallagher. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Ultium Cells.
Gallagher was speaking at a recent virtual job fair in the region where he showed off the product they'll be making.
This is a battery cell. This is what propels the vehicle. It is roughly 18 inches long, about 4 inches high, and about 4 volts of power in this battery. So really exciting. You have hundreds of these in a vehicle. We'll make millions of these in Ohio.
And they need workers trained in their computer and chemical processes to make these cells. That's why nearby Youngstown State University received $5 million from GM to develop workforce training in battery storage.
We know that the skills of today require more than a high school diploma.
Jennifer Odo is the university's director of workforce education and innovation.
This isn't coming in and doing welding and CNCing and milling in your traditional manufacturing environments. You're working on computers. You have digital literacy skills. You're working in a team environment.
Youngstown State already has training courses and apprenticeships in areas like robotics and IT networks, and it's opening a new $22 million hands-on workforce training center later this summer. Altogether, the university hopes to train 1,500 workers over the next couple of years in new types of manufacturing, like electric batteries and vehicles.
So building training programs, building these apprenticeship models will really help us to ensure that we are building a sustainable community for the Mahoning Valley, for Voltage Valley.
But it's still unclear whether the shaky position of Lordstown Motors is a concern for the whole industry or if it's just a bump in the road for the region's move toward a new electric vehicle future. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.